That barn stood across the street from us, where those little white condos are right now. The Highlands neighborhood of the late 1800s was growing, new faces showing up all the time, and amidst all of the busyness and the bustle, something was missing. This neighborhood needed space for people to gather together and build relationships that would really mean something. So the barn was renovated to become a place where people of the community could gather to grow in relationship with one another, with themselves, and with God. A few years later, the growing group in the barn purchased the property that we are on right now, and they built their first buildings. That's actually where these bricks that are on our altar come from. These bricks are part of the foundation of the very first buildings this congregation ever built. We discovered them when we were expanding the preschool and had to cut into the slab. Since that barn and these first bricks, the congregation has built 2 early buildings, a home for the pastor, a sanctuary, and a 3-story education building. Now, throughout our history, structures were being created, but something bigger was being built. Since its earliest days in that barn, the people of this church have been building a home where all belong, something far more than simple structures. Now, throughout this journey, there have been ups, there have been downs, there has been fear, there has been hope, there has been growth, there has been decline. But throughout it all, the people called Methodist of the Highlands of Denver have been striving to build a home where all belong. And for that, I am grateful, because none of us would be here otherwise. I mean, if they had built a building but hadn't built a home where all belong, I know I wouldn't be here. Would you? Ask yourself, if this were a place that held rules above relationship, if this was a place that valued dogma more than love, if this was a place that preferred perceived image over authenticity, could you be here? I didn't think so. And I'm grateful for that, for our convictions that we are here because of the values of this place. I'm grateful that you feel that way. I give thanks for you. That's how the Apostle Paul would say it. Hear his words from our scripture. To the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those in every place who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that has been given to you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind. Just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the opening of Paul's letter to the faith community, the church, in Corinth. We call that letter 1 Corinthians. Now, Corinth was a neighborhood that was seeing great revitalization. It had had some rough years, but it was bouncing back. New people were moving in. There suddenly was great affluence and an increasingly liberal political view. And in the middle of that, what was one of the hippest neighborhoods in the empire was a community of people who were seeking to follow Jesus. And just like its neighborhood, this community in Corinth was growing too. You see, its message of God's love was enticing people who had never heard it that way before. See, the folks in Corinth weren't like the other Christians people had met. These people of faith were redefining what faith could look like and be for those who had never found Christianity to be welcome or engaging before. And so Paul wrote to them. He did so to encourage them, to nurture them, and to help guide them along the way. Now, he spends chapter after chapter in Corinthians helping them address the opportunities that they have to love more like God loves, to live more like Christ lived, and to let the Holy Spirit transform their lives. But before he gets to this advice, And some of it was very pressing advice. This was not a perfect community. They had issues and areas to grow. But before Paul could get into any of that, he had to offer them something first. He had to offer them thanks. And Paul does this sincerely. Paul is grateful for them. But he also wants them to be grateful. Before they can build or accomplish anything new, they must first be grateful for what they have. You see, without being grateful for what they have, they won't have the faith in themselves or the faith in God to accomplish all that is before them. Because I tell you, you read a little bit of Corinthians, you'll find out that God has plans for these people. Plans for them to strengthen their foundation and embrace their neighborhood. They were, as often there were doubts and worries in their community. They saw what God had before them, and some people wondered, are we really able to do this? I just don't know if we're equipped to pull this off. Do you think this will make a difference? And Paul knew that these questions were already being answered in the grace and the active presence of God in their community. Are you able? Paul says to them. You're already doing it. Are you equipped? You have everything imaginable. God has blessed you with amazing people who have amazing talents and skills and means and relationships. Will it make a difference, you ask? You're transforming lives every single day. I see it, and I give thanks for it. This is how Paul begins his letter. Paul opens with gratitude because gratitude offers the greatest blessing we will ever receive, the ability to acknowledge how blessed we already are. You see, blessings are empty if they are not noticed and appreciated. Now, I doubt you have missed the parallels between the community of faith in Corinth and the community of faith in Highlands. I was laying it on pretty thick. But I was doing so for good reason. I love when Scripture speaks to us in the here and now. It may have been written there and then, but it is still applicable here and now. The description of Corinth I offered you is completely true and historically accurate. And these words of gratitude that Paul offers, they are meant to inspire great opportunity, not only then and there, but for us here and now. We have, before us, an opportunity to strengthen our foundation and embrace our neighborhood by building a home where all belong, continuing a beautiful legacy of the people who have done so here. Next month, when we invite you to support the ministries of this congregation, like we do every year, there will also be an invitation to do something more. We are inviting you to prayerfully consider what God can do through you, that we might gratefully and faithfully respond to the opportunities before us, believing that over the next 3 years, we as a community can offer the $300,000 to $370,000 that will transform our ministry as we continue to transform the world. See, just like G.A. Barrows did all those years ago in that barn, we have an underutilized building that could become a space for the people of our neighborhood. The garage in our parking lot is ready to become a hub for all things Highlands, a space where meaningful community can take place, as well as meet the needs of our neighbors and those who are yet to be our neighbors. We will also be caring for the spaces we already have by repairing, preserving, and beautifying our stained glass, as well as keeping our education building, where you can hear the children playing right now and throughout the entire week, keeping that building usable by replacing a failing boiler. Now, these projects, they're not about the physical buildings, but they are about how we use these structures to build a home where all belong. And all of these amazing opportunities begin in the same way, with gratitude. Why are you grateful for Highlands United Methodist Church? It's why we ask this question today. We must begin with this question. We must acknowledge and appreciate how blessed we already are, for that will be the drive. That will be the encouragement and the passion that will stir our hearts moving forward. For when we recognize how blessed we are by this community, we can't help but want to offer it as a blessing to others. When we remember how God has loved us and made us whole in this congregation, we find a desire for others to know it and feel it too. When we realize that God has done and continues to do great things in this growing, vibrant, thriving church, our vision can be grand enough to see the possibilities that God has in store. What God will do through us in these next 3 years will shape the future of this congregation for generations to come. What God will do through us in these next 3 years will keep us focused on the neighborhood, the community, the world around us as we continue to feed the hungry, offer space to those without homes, nurture loving children, care for creation and the environment, share joy, and help each and every person know they are loved by God. And I'm grateful that your giving makes ministry happen here. The gratitude already in your hearts, that's what's led us to this place. The gratitude in the hearts of our congregation and the neighborhood is there because of your generosity. And I'm grateful that we have the honor and the privilege of being a part of this moment in our congregation's life. I am grateful God has worked through those who have come before us that we might build upon it. I am grateful that God has equipped this congregation with the talents, the skills, the means, and relationships necessary to bring this opportunity into being. And as we begin this journey together, as we prayerfully ask, God, what might you do through me? As we build a home where all belong, let us start with gratitude. And so taking a page from Paul, literally a page, I know. I wrote you a letter. To the Spirit-filled, Christ-led, God-seeking United Methodist people of Highlands. To those who are living their lives each and every day in ways that share God's limitless love for all people. Those who are striving to build a home where all belong. Blessings of grace and peace to you all. Blessings which I know God has already offered in abundance, but that I pray you will see and know and appreciate as much as I appreciate seeing what God is doing in you. I look at all that God has accomplished in you, and I know that Christ is alive in our world through the lives of our congregation and your presence in this community. I've seen the hungry fed. I've seen the broken made whole. I've seen the marginalized honored. I've seen tough questions asked. I've seen God's people gather together to share love and uphold one another and our world in prayer. I watch as the children of our community learn these values by your example. In these and so many countless ways, I have seen God at work in you, through you, and with you. And in my prayers every day, I ask God that you might be blessed enough to realize the abundant blessings you already receive and offer. For God is turning your generous gratitude into more than you can imagine. Our world is in need of what you are building, a home where all belong. As you work to create space for authentic relationship to be nurtured, as you create space for friendship and fellowship to take root, as you strengthen your foundation and embrace your neighborhood, I know that you have been given everything needed to change the world through this place. Because I see it, I feel it, and I give thanks for it and for you every day. Amen.